You should be experiencing joy in life, not being upset because of medical tests.
Yes.
So what's happened with Keep Fit Kingdom, to answer your question, is move towards wellness, which is now a $6 trillion a year industry,
Yes.
whereas Big Pharma is only now $2 trillion. So it shows you people are moving away from prescription medicines and saying, look, I want something healthy, wholesome, natural. I
Yeah.
don't want to do the chemicals anymore. I want something better.
Welcome to the Concrete Build Crypto Financing Show, where we explore the intersection of real estate and crypto financing. We invite leaders, experts, and both real estate and crypto investors on our show to gain knowledge into the revolutionary new field of tokenized real estate. First, here's a word from our sponsor. What if you could invest in real estate with just a few clicks? Introducing Concrete Build, CBLD, where real estate meets blockchain. With CBLD, you can fund and own a stake in tokenized real estate, backed by cutting-edge 3D printing and commercial properties. Earn passive income, invest securely, and help solve the housing crisis. The future of real estate is here. Are you ready? Invest today at concretebuild.org. Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth. And now to present our guest tonight. My guest is Raj Kidan, and he is an expert voice in the field of health and wellness. Raj's Keep Fit Kingdom specializes in solving insomnia and anxiety, and we are delighted to have him here tonight. Please join me in welcoming Raj. How are you doing today, Raj?
Yeah, very well, Dr. Lee. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited for where this conversation is going to go. So thanks.
Wonderful. First of all, you have a wonderful accent. Where are you from? What part of the
London,
world are you hailing from?
actually, London, UK. Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. So I'd like to ask all of my guests this question. What do you see as the future of real estate, and how does crypto financing play a part in that future?
Well, in terms of real estate, I think there's so many interesting things happening in terms of having very low maintenance properties and also very small houses as well, being made bespoke for people who don't want to live on the grid so much, want to kind of take themselves off the grid and they want to live more
Yes.
independently, enjoy the good life without all the bureaucratic stuff and the politics and everything. So, yeah, we see lots of different divergent ways for real estate moving forward. I think people are also aware of the environment a lot more, solar panels being used a lot
Yes.
more, eco-friendly materials and things like that. So, certainly
I love.
excited.
And do you dabble in crypto at all?
Oh yeah, a little bit here and there. And I think, with Solana, Bitcoin, all these things, I think there's lots of scope for, tremendous wealth being developed in that, definitely.
I like how you talked about the eco real
Eco-friendly.
estate and the materials and all of that, because that's really what we're hoping to do with CBLD with our 3D printing. We're obviously going to start with concrete because it's readily available, but we do see a future in other types of materials that are readily, within nature to be able to build with. And I do believe that in the future, especially with 3D printing, you're going to be able to see all kinds of different materials being used, building properties and things like that. So yeah, I'm right there with you, Raj, as far as the future of real estate.
Listen, Dr. Lee, did you see the interview with Brian Johnson, the guy who sold Venmo?
No.
He says, bypass these raw materials and build like 3D printing, build direct via 3D printing to bypass concrete and wood and all those things. He sees that coming up for the future, and I think that's very, very exciting.
It is. The future of real estate is bright. I think it's real estate is really ripe for disruption because of the fact that it's been very similar. Like you go anywhere in the world. I visited London just last year and the buildings look the same. There's
Yeah.
no real difference in buildings all across the world because we're using the same systems, the same materials that we've been using for the last 100 or so years, if not longer. So yeah, it's ripe for disruption. And I think definitely crypto will play a big part in that for sure.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so tell our guests a little bit about what Fit Kingdom is all about.
The Kingdom is all about health, fitness, and wellness. And everybody knows that in order to appreciate a great life, you need to be healthy. You need to have energy.
Yes.
You need to enjoy your life. You want to extend yourself to be the best version of yourself. You need energy. You need health. You need strength.
Yes.
So we specialize in health and fitness for years. I've been a fitness fanatic for best part of three decades. Into, you know, weight training, gymnastics, martial arts. I did Wing Chun, which is the Bruce Lee martial arts, 10 years and so on. What we've noticed since the pandemic is that people are more now going towards wellness. Holistic wellness of the body, the mind, and the spirit.
Yes.
So they felt like they, you know, the health services in many cases, certainly in the UK, let a lot of people down.
Well, right. If UK lets people down, you don't even want to talk about America, okay?
Yeah, you know, that could be a podcast, you know, in itself, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't want to go there. Yeah. But the good news is, because of our team, believe it or not, they are metaphysicians. They work as yogis. They've been studying this for 3.5 decades. They've studied with the yogis. They've been in the presence of a tremendous being called avatars. May or may not have heard of these. And these beings are the most powerful beings you'll ever see on the planet. And they have a huge amount of unconditional love. And they tell us to avoid suffering. They actively say, do these disciplines, avoid suffering. It's not worth your time and energy. It's not.
I agree.
Right.
And by suffering, you mean anger and disappointment, things like that, sadness.
Well, illness.
Okay.
You know, chronic diseases of the body. Like, who wants to be 35 and you've got arthritis and you can't get out of bed? I mean, who wants that, right? Who wants to be upsetting their family because you're going to have a test for cancer and you don't know the diagnosis is coming through? And you're worried biting your fingernails. It's not just you who's worried. Your whole family's worried.
Exactly.
And that brings down the quality of life. You should be experiencing joy in life, not being upset because of medical tests.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what's happened with Keep Fit Kingdom, to answer your question, is move towards wellness, which is now a $6 trillion a year industry.
Yes.
Whereas Big Pharma is only now $2 trillion. So it shows you people are moving away from prescription medicines and saying, look, I want something healthy, wholesome, natural.
Yeah.
I don't want to do the chemicals anymore. I want something better.
Right. Just a little plug, you know, I also do practice martial arts. I'm in Taekwondo. I did my first, maybe my only, I'm not sure yet, Ironman a few years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'll do another one. But I've done several triathlons. I do, you know, I'm training for a marathon right now. So I'm totally with you as far as the importance of body, mind, and spirit all being, you know, aligned and really being an advocate for your own wellness, for your own health, because definitely the doctors aren't going to do that for sure. All right. So how do you go about helping people stay fit and keep fit?
Well, you see, the exciting thing is, like you talk about real estate, you talk about cryptocurrency. You know, there's so many exciting things happening with AI, you know, artificial intelligence, and things rapidly changing, you know, after COVID, with all the, you know, the online technologies have sped the whole, is connecting on Zoom and doing business all, you know, constantly, easily. Well, WhatsApp, you know, half my business is done on WhatsApp nowadays. Like, you know, who would have thought? So, you know, the incredible thing is to understand, and I want to give you a piece of deep, deep philosophy and understanding for your listeners. Mm-hmm. Know there's a great hope and great discoveries being made. All right, I want to give you one insight and help kind of direct the conversation a little bit. So in yoga, we understand, and this applies to all human beings, okay? All human beings. There is a bliss molecule in your brain called anandamide.
Okay.
Ananda comes from the Sanskrit word bliss, which means happiness.
Right.
All human beings have this bliss molecule in their brain.
I love it.
Yeah. So why would a human being have a bliss molecule in their brain if they were not meant to be happy? But they don't talk about that. In the school system, they don't talk about that.
Of course not.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. But you're supposed to be happy every moment of every day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan. Right?
And I like leaning into joy rather than happiness, because happiness is circumstantial, but joy is a decision. And I do
Absolutely.
believe that you can be joyful every single day of every minute of your life, for
Right.
sure. And I do believe that your health does play a part in that. And taking ownership of your health and wellness is very, very important,
Yeah.
for sure. So I'm very much aligned with what you have to say. How can our listeners learn about Keep Fit Kingdom and how to find you and things like that?
Well, the thing is that there's a practice that we're doing. It's called the 3-3 Metaverse Breathing Method. And what it does, in brief, I'll just very, very briefly explain it. Is that okay?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. I wasn't sure about the timing and so on, but yeah, it's all good. So there's some hormones in the brain that you can access with a very special breathing method. It's never been done before. You've never heard of it because our team originated it 7 years ago. They've been testing it vigorously for the last few years with, you know, corporations, individuals, and so on. They found it works every single time. It releases endorphins from the brain, which help to alleviate pain. It also releases dopamine and serotonin, which are feel-good happy hormones, as you probably know. It also releases anandamide, that bliss molecule in the brain. It also activates the vagus nerve, which is a very important part of the parasympathetic nervous system.
Wow.
It helps you rest, digest, sleep deeply, recover from wounds, injuries, trauma from the past or whatever. And it does all of these things in one simple breathing method. All of
show
them.
Show me. You got to show me now, Raj.
I'll show you now. I'll put myself on the line here. So, so basically what it is, it's a very gentle breathing method. What you do is you check your nostrils first. So you block one nostril and breathe in and out a few times. And then block the other one. And see if they're balanced or is one a bit more open than the other.
Yeah. One is more open than the other for me. Yeah.
Which one?
This one's open. This one's not so much.
Okay. So would you say it's like 60-40
yeah.
ratio? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I'm going to take you through this in a kind of short form, okay? On a scale of 1 to 10, Dr. Lee, how would you say you feel now? 1 is terrible, 10 is amazing. Where would you sit on that?
I'm probably around an 8 or 9, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing. All right. And do you do breathing methods at all?
I do. Yes.
What do you do?
I practice the 7, you know, going up, the laddered breaths. I do that starting from a Kegel, and I do that and I crunch my stomach and then I get in my chest, in my throat, in my head, and then all the way to the top. I do that when I meditate. I meditate every day. Yes.
Awesome. Have you heard of Wim Hof?
No.
He's the Iceman, very, very famous.
Okay.
YouTube. Okay. Yeah. Wim Hof, he brought sort of this very vigorous breathing practice into the mainstream, but it also includes cold exposure and sitting in an ice tub.
Is that the guy that goes in the, takes cold bath? Yes, I have heard of him, yes.
A lot of people, they don't like all the cold exposure stuff because in the UK especially, it's cold for half the year, right? So
give me a sauna any day, yes.
So this method is a lot simpler and easier.
Okay.
Right. Very gentle. It's very soft. You don't have to worry about your diaphragm or your belly or your clavicles or anything.
Okay.
So what you do is you breathe in 3 times through the nose like this. Like sniff, sniff, sniff 3 times. And then, yeah, sniff, sniff, sniff. And then ha, ha, ha. Like you're breathing like a ha, ha, ha sound out of your back of your throat.
Okay.
All right. So it's like this. And there's an elongated exhalation on the last exhale through the mouth. Yeah. So it's really coming from the back of the throat. Ah, ah, ah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. You got it. So what we're going to do, we're going to do this for a minute together. Okay. With your eyes closed.
Okay.
And you're going to feel the energy start to move around and you're going to feel the.
How many times do you want me to do the breathing?
You just do it for 1 minute in your own pace, your own count. You don't have to worry.
Okay, so 3 in, 3 out for 1 whole minute.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Remember the exhalation, the last exhale is a bit longer on the third out breath from the mouth, from the throat. Okay.
And you mentioned that there's a hormone that's triggered. Which hormone specifically?
So there's several.
Okay, so you mentioned all those. So all those are triggered. Got it.
Correct. All
Yeah,
right. all five of those areas are triggered, activated, yes.
Okay.
All right, so we'll go for a countdown. 3, 2, 1, and go. Stop there, but keep the eyes closed, Dr. Lee. Just relax. Just gently observe and notice what's happening within. Just relax. And when you're ready, Dr. Lee, keeping your eyes closed, just stay with the energy for a little bit. Just tell me what you notice and how you feel right now.
I definitely got to theta faster than normal. So I usually do my laddered breath, and it usually takes me about five of those to get there. So this definitely got me there faster.
Do you notice any activity in the brain, like any sensations, any cool
Just
sensations?
lighter. Yeah, just feel lighter.
Good. And did you notice your heart rate slow down a bit?
Yes.
And did you notice the sort of mental mind, or sort of mental chatter or monkey mind, we call it? Did you notice that kind of slow down or reduce a bit?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, like I said, I'm used to getting to theta, which is where I feel like I'm at now, but it definitely takes longer. So I'm going to use this as a shortcut. So,
And do you feel any kind of anything like that?
yes.
Think you mentioned feeling an 8 out of 10, I think. Earlier, would you say you sure now?
So just lightheaded in the in my brain, and then just like tingly feeling.
Oh. Pleasant for you?
Oh yeah, very pleasant.
So, what would you say you feel now out of 10?
I would say definitely a 9 or a 10.
Really?
Yes.
Oh. You surprised how quickly this worked compared to what you've done before?
I am.
Do you feel like you're in flow state?
I am. I do feel that.
What do you think would happen if you did it for 3 minutes nonstop?
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. Yes. And it wasn't difficult. That, like you said, it was not as difficult as, because the ladder breaths do take a lot of energy. So I think you have to be kind of really intentional to do the ladder breaths. This was easier for sure.
And this is why, when we talk about, you said at the introduction about insomnia, when people have had insomnia for 5 or 10 or 15 years, taking all kinds of pills, they do this method and within 30 to 90 seconds they fall asleep.
Yeah. I could see that.
And they sleep for 6 hours and they don't wake up and they say, "Oh, what happened?" I said, "Well, you just activated all these hormones in the brain that you've never done before. That's why
Yeah.
you're able to sleep so deeply and so well without meds, without doctors, without ultrasound, without any tests at all."
Yeah. Yes. I like this because it's faster. It's a shortcut, like I said. I like that. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm going to cut out a lot of this because my podcasts are only 12 minutes, but I will keep the majority of it. This was amazing.
Yeah.
What do you walk people through? And what do you call this breath again?
It's called the 3-3 metaverse breathing.
Metaverse. I
Yeah.
love it. The 3-3 metaverse. Because
Breathing.
I've done heart breath breathing as well, where you put your hand over your heart. I do that one. And I do the ladder breaths, but I'm going to definitely incorporate this. I love it. Yeah, and I still feel, and I'm all about getting to theta, which is what I feel this is faster and trying to stay there because that's where you everything happens for you. You know,
Correct.
you're able
So,
to manifest things and you name it in that state.
when in America, there is about 68 million people with autism. When you train them with this, and they've been able to dial down that sort of mental chatter and that ADHD meltdown, sometimes people on the spectrum of autism have, they've been amazed at how they've been able to compose themselves quickly and easily and get their mind and heart aligned.
I love it.
Counts to remember, which they sometimes forget and they get flustered and they don't do it because it's too complicated, they don't remember it and it's not accessible.
Well, it
And
takes so much energy. So you're like, okay, I need to do my breaths, but it's going to be a whole thing. It's very, you have to be very intentional. Whereas this, like you said, is very gentle and it still gets you there. I
exactly.
love it.
And
Yes.
it's like 1, 2, 3. If you can count to three and you
You're
have a
kidding.
brain and you
Yeah.
can breathe, that's
I
it.
love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. I'm always down for better ways to treat my mental state, for sure. Thank you. Thank you, Raj.
You're welcome. See you soon.
So, oh yeah, we're not done just yet. I'm going to do a nice little tie-in, wrap everything up. So, we talked about your wellness and your health, and I'm going to tell all of my guests that one of the main reasons that I started CBLD was to help people with housing, because I believe that we not only do we need to build things a different way, but we also have to go about providing housing in a different way. And the way that I envision with CBLD is going to be its own ecosystem where we're going to purchase commercial properties, tokenize them with as many people that want to do, you know, take part in fractional ownership of commercial properties, but then we're going to turn around and we are going to rent to own these units, and it's going to be really democratize renting, you know, ownership of property, and it's going to allow so many more people to be able to have dignity in their housing, which will, by the way, lead to better mental health outcomes. So it all ties in. It all ties in for sure. But I thank you so much, Raj, for coming on our show today. I am in such a Zen mood right now. I love it. But here's my great parting gift to everyone. And that is to find out more about Concrete Build, you can go to concretebuild.org. So Concrete Build, tokenizing properties, tokenizing wealth.